Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Are you looking for dice or accessories for your tabletop gaming? Look no further than Metallic Dice Games, a premium vendor of metallic and gemstone dice. Listeners of this podcast can receive 10% off any purchase anytime by using the promo code RBP10. So head on over to metallicdicegames.com for all your gaming needs. And don't forget to use the promo code RBP10 to save 10% on any purchase. Coming soon to a podcast near you.
Oh boy, chums, wait till you see what I just bought.
What is it, Jimmy?
Yeah, Jimbo, show us the goods.
Whoa.
Is that what I think it is?
Yep. It's Dungeon Crawl Classics. The box says it provides the authentic Appendix N adventure experience.
Gold and glory, sorcery and spell. Treasures to be won. Sounds neato.
You chaps ready for some fun?
Yeah! Jimmy? Where are we?
I don't know, Timmy. This doesn't look like D&D.
Where are my wizarding robes?
Why am I holding a shovel instead of a sword?
Why is the village on fire? Shouldn't we be in the tavern starting our quest?
Foolish players, have you never experienced a real dungeon crawl before?
Who are you?
I am the Dark Master, lord over all this land.
We will defeat you, Dark Master.
You and what army, little boy? Level zero characters have no spells and no weapons.
Level zero?
No weapons?
What do we do?
You didn't bring enough character sheets.
Run!
In a world of thousands of fantasy RPGs, what if one dared to be different?
What do you mean I only have one hit point?
An RPG that pushed its players to the limit, demanded they survive or die.
No dash shaving throws, but...
A game of strange and fantastic things. A truly old-school, hardcore experience.
You're way above our challenge rating. Didn't anybody balance this encounter?
Sorry, Jimmy. It's not that kind of game. Maybe you can survive the Death Funnel next time.
Death Funnel?
Dungeon Crawl Classics. An RPG about weird monsters, deadly traps, and the hidden treasures for those who dare to find them. Debuting next week on the Rancor's Brothel.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Watchers in the Dark.
Is there anything else down here that we've not?
No. That you clear out the room, and that is it. Other than the eggs, that's it.
Well, then I'm going to sit and take an hour.
Sure, you can do that.
Fuck
you guys.
Spells.
Want to sit there and roll some hit die?
I'm going to go check out seven. Is it just dead end?
Hang on a minute.
Well, who all needs healed? I'm going to get back here. Get back here, Schroeder. Before you go over there.
Well, if you want to go off by yourself, that's fine.
This
winding
right?
cavern is filled with cast off Ankeg husks.
I'm gonna go there or no? I convinced him to come back here.
No. Well, then never mind.
This one's for Schroeder.
12?
12, yeah.
Nice. Alright, I'm maxed.
These are from my heal kit, so if I heal you with my heal kit, I can't use it on you again until we have a rest. And then I give one to Boots for 9. Glenn, did you get hit?
I did not.
The Carboy, I don't think I can do it again.
Touchable.
No, we should be good. Didn't. All right, I'm going down to 7 now.
Okay. Are you waiting until he's done with his rest, or are you just going by yourself?
Oh, are you taking a legit rest, Jeff?
I guess I don't have to.
It's up to you. If you're trying to get spell slots or something back, it's up to you.
Yeah, I was going to get spell slots back.
All right, we'll wait for an hour.
Okay. So you take your hour. Nothing else comes after you. You can go ahead and roll damage or hit dice if you need to, and get your spell slots back. And then you can move forward wherever you wish.
Yeah.
Clearly number 7 is where you want to go.
Well, I'm assuming there's 7's the highest number. I think we've explored everything else, haven't we?
You skipped 6, actually. That's okay.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, you did. You guys.
Oh, yeah. I haven't got to 6 yet. Yeah.
That's okay. So in number 7, this winding cavern is filled with cast-off Ankeg husks, which are all the way down at the end.
Yeah.
You also hear a somewhat disembodied voice muttering, "Get out of my head. Get out of my head."
Oh, there it is.
I can't find it.
Bottom right.
I'm here, but I don't know how to do anything else.
Hold up.
Can I look for the voice?
Flynn went to 6. Flynn, are you trying to go to 6 or 7?
I'm so lost.
I got you. I got
this
you.
This is how real D&D can play out if we all
everybody's in 7 now.
Oh, right. God.
everybody's in 6. So you guys are in the hallway portion. If you continue down, you'll see what everybody else sees.
Oh, looks like a bunch of f***ing husks.
So yes, you hear a disembodied voice muttering, "Get out of my head, get out of my head."
But there's nothing around.
I mean, it seems to be coming from within the area of the cast-off husks.
Yeah, I'm looking for
rummaging
somebody, somebody crazy talking.
As you rummage through, one of the husks begins to shake and it rolls over. And a young-looking blue tiefling reveals himself.
He flashes me.
Is this Tormund's partner?
Via description, you would say that this is Iskval. Or Iskval.
Hello, Iskval.
I check him for shards.
He does have a shard in his arm, and he is very, very, like, frightened and, like, trying to back away from you.
I grapple and yank it.
Roll to grapple, I guess.
I can mage hand it.
I have no useful spells. I could grease him.
I'm getting the most useful spell.
You managed to grapple him. Does that automatically do damage to him?
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll bring him back. I got spells. It's fine.
He screams in pain. Says, "Get the fuck off of me."
I say, "Not until I remove this," and yank it.
You can yank it out.
Yeah, I can.
And he's flailing, trying to get away from you at this point.
No, as soon as I yank it, I'll let him go.
Yeah, he's like, who the hell are you people?
As we're here to, on behalf of your friend, Torvin. He sent us to come find you.
Torvin sent you? Is Torvin, is he here? Is he dead?
No, he's back at the tower.
Yeah.
The tower.
Here, come here. Let me see that hole. I'll heal him.
He kind of sighs in relief a little bit at that. says, says, he's, I could have done something different. He says, this species, this invasive alien intelligence has arrived here. It's inside the meteor.
Hey, we just helped you. Why are you talking like that about us?
Come on, man. I healed you.
Very
rude. He's pointing at the husks as he speaks.
Oh, continue.
Okay.
He says its minions have been capturing creatures near the crater for it to enslave.
Oh, man. This is a real end-of-the-world scenario. There's only one thing to do at this time. I'm going to try and charm him and then take his temperature with my all-beef thermometer. Give me that grease spell, Flynn.
Is that one that is oral, anal, or in the armpit?
Yes. How much time we got? It's going to be a short or a long rest, baby.
He says, the shards, they implanted me, but I fought it off. But this voice continues to try to speak to me to force me to obey it.
What are we complaining about?
Who just turned to stone Schroeder on a minute. Me?
Hang on. I'll give Schroeder a second.
Shut up. I'm good. Go.
No, you're not. You are not good.
I'm laughing at Flynn. I'm laughing at Flynn. All right, I'm good.
All right. He says, these shards, they tried to implant me, but I managed to shake off the voice within. It continued to speak to me until you ripped it out. You see, there's some way inside the meteor, and I believe that the shards are like a key. But the only way in is to implant yourself.
Ooh.
A voice will attempt to order you, but you must fight it off.
So, Gundrick, is that what happened to you?
Kinda. Except
He says these creatures that have the shards, they walk through it. They walk through it as if it were an invisible wall. But when I tried, before they implanted me, it was nothing but stone.
Okay.
Good to know.
Oh, do we have homeboy's, his... No,
Torvain's ring? Yeah, you have it.
I'm trying to not say it out loud in case Flynn was playing lucky.
No. Reminding the people at home what you were discussing.
Yeah. Flynn, you still got his,
I rummage around in my bunghole.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Fondle the egg. Oh, yep, found it.
There you go. Your cock ring, sir.
My ring. Thank you. Thank you so much. He slides it on. It's a little gross.
I thought my ring had been destroyed.
After all that alien probing.
Cool.
He says,
I'd had a grease spell.
But if you manage to get into the meteor and stop this, you may save everyone here.
All right. We got to go get into the meteor bits, fellas.
Except these guys all over the floor, right?
Right. Oh, these things are husks.
They're husks. That means
something bigger came out of these. They molted.
Uh-oh.
What's
all right, let's go.
Boots, are you real good at saving charisma?
In theory.
Okay.
I think we got another room to check out before we go try that.
That's fair.
Up to you.
Let's go see. Number six.
When you get about here, Boots and Gundrick, above you see large...
Yellow
swaths.
Squares?
Yeah. You see large swaths of some sort of yellow membrane hanging from the ceiling. flimsy membranes of a yellow color.
Was Torvain just hanging out in that room back there waiting for us to come back through?
No, Torvain went back.
He can make his way out.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm not going to bother moving him.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I never fixed my hit points.
Probably a good idea. But that's what you see. It smells similar.
I walk forward
to the other room. Make me a dex check. Dexterity saving throw, in fact. Bummer. Oof. That is 10 acid damage as this membrane explodes above you.
Ow. Cool.
This room blows. Let's go to the meteor.
I'm going to move there, outside the yellow membrane.
Can I shoot a rock at one of the unpopped acid zits?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to try and hit the one that was right. I'll say right there. How about that?
Okay.
Huzzah!
This one fell, so I'll delete it.
And you critted it.
Darn right I did.
Sure. Schroeder, make me a dex saving throw.
What?
I'm 5 feet away.
Yep, you're within 10 feet of it.
Ooh.
Oops.
See, this is a learning. Actually,
Boots probably should have also made me a dex saving throw a moment ago.
Yeah.
Oopies.
17.
You will take half this time.
God damn it.
It's only 3.
I got a 19 on mine.
Okay, so you will take half of the initial, which, what did I say that was?
I'm now 5 lower than the damage I took in our actual fight.
Well done, sir. So this one has popped. I mean, beyond here, it looks like a narrow path. If you walk below this one's going to also go.
So I walk what?
If you're walking below this one, you're going to have to make another dex saving throw.
Who's got better dex?
You and I have tied for some of the highest.
Yeah. Jeff has more dex.
I will misty step to there.
Ooh.
That'll work. Jeff, the further you go down this hallway, you realize that it exits out back into the crater. It is the other entryway that you did not take.
Son of a bitch.
Damn it.
We'll meet you back.
All right. We took a short rest, so I can give Schroeder this again.
Oh, nice.
And then when he gets back to me, I can give it to him too.
Not maxed,
yeah, so I'll go back.
Close.
I'll go out this way and go back to the crater.
Okay.
That takes me back up to where the big rock was, right?
Well, yeah. If you exit out and walk across the crater to the other entryway, you'll end up.
Well, right back we're debating on what we're doing. I'll be right back. Give me 2 seconds.
That way, I don't have to walk back under the unexploded.
That makes a lot of sense.
Acid blobs.
Makes a lot of sense.
And then Boots, when you make it all the way back to us, I'm going to heal you for apparently 12.
Oh, nice. Cool. Wow.
Dude, this
you do have a bunch of med kits.
Yeah, dude.
Everybody should at least have one health potion somewhere because nobody's used them.
Yeah, I've got it.
I've got one too.
So, Iskavol kind of gave you an idea of what you need to do to get in there.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up one of the shards and jab it in my arm.
I'm going to give you bardic inspiration.
Hold on to that for a second there, Archibald.
Okay.
Let me see. You're the one who took the necklace, right?
I am.
Roll with advantage on your charisma check for that.
Oh, there you go.
Now, obviously, you can still give him the bonus if you want to. I just wanted to make sure that he was aware of what he has before you spent that.
I will give him a bonus just in case. Because of the two people who can do damage in one round, we've seen him do 25.
Yeah.
And we've seen the barbarian do the same thing. So
it is a charisma save.
Well, there's a 20.
The 20 will pass.
There you go.
So if you don't want to roll, you don't need to. They will both pass.
19.
Cool.
And I've still got the bardic inspiration. How long does that last?
I think until you spend it or...
It's usually like a minute, I thought.
10 minutes.
Oh, wow. 10 okay. minutes. Okay, yeah. Cool. You hear this voice kind of creep into you, and then you just you shake it off pretty simply.
Okay. Who's okay, next? Who's shit charisma?
Not great.
I have a plus one.
I have a plus one.
Oh.
I will cast protection from good and evil on the dwarf.
Cool. What's that do again?
You cannot be charmed, possessed, or something else by several different kinds of things.
Let's make sure what those things are.
Because I remember you tried to do that after I was already possessed earlier.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now you're a willing creature.
Yep.
One willing creature you touch is protected against certain types of creatures: aberrations, celestials, elementals, fae, fiends, and undead.
Please repeat that last part.
Aberrations, celestials, elemental, fae, fiend, and undead.
Interesting.
The protection grants several benefits. Creatures of those types have disadvantage on attack rolls against the target. The target can't be charmed, frightened, or possessed by them. If the target is already charmed, frightened, or possessed by such a creature, the target has advantage on any new saving throw against the relevant effect.
Let me check the bestiary and see if this thing is in here, because I'm not entirely sure what type of creature it is. Okay, I apologize. Will you please once more repeat the effect of your spell?
Aberrations, celestials, elementals, fae, fiend, and undead. And anything else that isn't covered there.
And that is what he has advantage against?
No, that's what he has protection against.
Okay. You may make your saving throw then.
15.
If it's to be charmed, frightened, or possessed, he can't be. If it's one of
those. But it has to be by those particular types of creatures, right?
Yes.
That's what I wanted to confirm.
Yep.
Okay, you got a 15. Once again, you have a very familiar voice. You guys see his eyes begin to glow, and then he squeezes them really tightly and shakes it off. But just barely.
There you go. I do believe in magic. I do believe in magic.
Did it seem like the spell had any effect against the creature that was trying to, whatever it was trying to do?
No.
Okay. Sorry, I tried.
Hey, you're not charmed. That's a win.
Who's next?
I just like to know who let the dogs out. When? Get the stabbing.
Okay, I stabbed myself. Hit!
Hey.
19.
What, you also shake it off.
Oh, shake it off!
It is down to the bard.
Shake
All right. Shake Back up, boys. Watch how it's done.
27!
All of you managed to shake this thing off.
Oh, man.
What's up?
Flynn, will you also stab your spider?
He comes with me.
It's mindless.
Yeah. Yep. I can like give it one to hold.
There you go. Put it in its cannon.
As Iskvol explained to you, in order to walk through it.
Oh, it's like a key.
You have to take the key. It is a key. He explains it as a devil. It is a key. So if you don't have it.
Can I just carry this object through?
Gundrick, just use one of them spikes and poke a hole in it.
Are you able to respawn him?
Cost me a spell slot, but yeah.
So that is,
you've been throwing fireballs. It's not like you've used any spells.
Yeah, if you don't want to stab him, you can always just, you know, recreate him if that's what you want to do.
I'll stab Carboy. Shit.
Stab Carboy. He must make a charisma saving throw.
He doesn't have a he's an object.
He doesn't have a charisma score.
Yeah, he is specifically not a creature.
It's like Josh carrying his loot.
I keep treating him
through.
As if he's a creature. My apologies.
Yeah.
You can take him with you then. He is part
Yay.
Of you. That is fair. That is fair. I kept thinking, thinking he's a creature.
You're a part of me.
You all.
So lifelike.
Can you hold him in your bunghole?
Oh, sure.
That's where he keeps him.
Then put him inside you.
I should have just put everybody in my bunghole and I'll just walk through.
Where's your light source?
I have
it's on
no
you.
Idea, okay. man.
It's on.
It's right
it's
on top
on
of you. I got it. Yeah. You guys. Then walk towards this meteor.
Yep.
You walk towards it, and it literally feels like if anybody who's ever in this room, and I believe it's all of us, have seen Stargate, you kind of touch it, and it kind of wobbles a little bit. Cool. And then you kind of push your arm through it and walk through.
I don't know if anybody else has seen this, but Jeff. In my head, I think Astartes.
Yeah.
When you touch it and it like sucks you in.
Yep.
Yeah.
You all then walk through, and I will place you on the map.
Is it like a TARDIS? Is it bigger on the inside?
Eh.
Oh, yeah, significantly so.
So you all end up right around this area, right around the edge of...
That's a penis with jagged balls.
back in college.
So, you walk through.
I don't know what triggered you guys laughing, if it was me or him.
It was both. The interior of the meteor is dark, silent, and tastes like blood. Its narrow point comes to rest against the floor of a 30-foot tall, lightless cavern, which obviously has light now because they have it on you. Boots, as you peek around this corner, you see right here a 5-foot tall amber crystal stands buried in the ground at the side of the meteor. A low hum emanates from it. You see in this, can you see that far? You can see that far, right?
Yeah.
This whole thing should be lit up.
All of us have dark vision besides him, so we can see.
In the very back corner and around the corner this direction, you see two much larger ant kegs, similar to the one that you found dead inside of a web.
Right.
You see three smaller ones, exactly like the ones you just killed, surrounding the yellow shard, as well as a steaming pool of acid above you and on the opposite side of the meteor as well. Both of them are about 10 feet deep. This is what you see in front of you. The creatures notice you and... will become very defensive of their little amber shard. Okay. However, as you each appear, first things first, let's roll initiative.
7.
11.
3.
15.
Nice.
That's not good.
I was too distracted by walking through something big and wobbly when I touched it. got me all hot and hot.
I will roll for the large Ankeg. That's not great. These smaller ones, better. And...
All right, so I've got one of two plans here. The first, my personal favorite, we get the barbarian up to the crystal shard. He grapples.
I'm gonna break the dick. Yeah. Yep.
He grapples it. I turn him invisible. He climbs to the top of the cavern and undertakers the hell in the cell out of the thing, 30 feet below him to the ground. Okay. Scenario two, less fun, but probably more useful. The barbarian goes to one of the large ones and pulls out the control rod, so we have a big one on our side. Or at the very least, a big one less assured of what it should do in the situation it's in.
Maybe open to suggestion or parlay.
Yeah, or maybe treats.
Yeah. I like how your plans involve me just endangering myself.
Well, yeah.
So do you speak giant bug?
Me?
No, I don't care who. One of you, preferably the one who's going to go up and hug it.
All right, I've got orc.
I have to look up a spell.
I think I can hump it into submission.
There you go. And all you got's a spiky cod piece. Everything looks like a nail. Or something like that.
Round one, top of the order, is actually the drones that are surrounding the shard. One will move up a little further. They're just going to move up a little further, but they are not leaving. They're not leaving the shard. They are. You can tell that they are trying to defend it.
Cool.
Jeff, you actually go next.
Boots is going to cast Shatter right here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to hit all of them except for this guy right here. A 10-foot radius. Are. It's going to miss this guy.
Okay. You hexing anybody first?
No, because that's a first level spell.
Okay.
I will use my Hexblade's curse on this guy right here.
So he is cursed, not hexed. I'll have to get it.
He'll be hexed next round.
Okay, but for now he's cursed. I'm going to put a little snail on him.
Okay.
What do I need to do for your spell? Is there a save?
There is. It is a constitution save. And if that crystal has to make that save, then... it gets it at disadvantage.
What kind of damage is this?
I think it's thunder.
Thunder? Yep, thunder damage.
So that would... okay. Never mind. It's. I was just seeing what its immunities and stuff were. All right, charisma... or sorry, constitution save?
Constitution save.
And you said something special about the... shard.
The crystal is going to have disadvantage on a saving throw. If it is a magical item that gets a save. Or if it's a creature.
If not, that shit explodes.
It is considered a creature.
Okay, does it have a save?
Natural 20?
Damn. Well, it's a disadvantage.
Well, that is true. That is
a one.
Plus zero. That is, it's a plus zero, so it's a 16.
That meets exactly.
Okay. So then the drone above it, is it also a disadvantage or no?
Wait a minute. I don't think that's a 16. No, I think my save is a 14.
Okay, so it's a save.
It was a save either way.
But now I'm questioning everything, so.
Why are we here?
Jeff Thorpe.
Yes, my spell save is a DC 14.
Okay.
Okay, what was it? What were you asking?
Does this one also have disadvantage?
No, only creatures that are made of metal, stone, or crystal.
Okay. So then it will roll its con save. It's an 11.
Okay.
Nope.
It's a fail.
And then you said the one at the bottom as well. And he rolled a 7, so he will also fail. So both of the drones fail.
Are the big guys in that or no?
Yes, the big guys are hit by that.
Oh, sorry. Ankeg at the top.
Nice job, Jeff.
Yeah.
It is a 10, so it will fail. And the big guy at the bottom is an 11, so it will also fail. So all of those fail.
And take 18 points of damage.
Damn!
And then is it halved if they met?
Yeah, the half on a save.
None of them saved. They all take 18 damage.
Well, the crystal takes 9. Because you said the crystal met, right?
The crystal did save, so it will take half. Yep. So 9
takes
damage
9.
On it.
Yep.
Okay.
Nice. That was monstrous.
Yeah, no, that's a big hit. Yeah, but that's anything else from you?
Since the short rest, that is 3 of my 4 spell slots, so.
Nice. Anything else?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and I'll stay there. Okay, question.
Yes.
The big rock with the crystals coming out of it and everything, is that still coming out of the ceiling?
Yeah, it's like it tapers down to a point. So you can see around it. It's not okay,
but it's like something where, we have to go under, not something we have to go over.
Right. So like where the bard is standing, sort of in the middle, he probably has like half cover because of the tip of it. Anyone else around this is probably a little less.
Okay.
It goes to the shard. The amber crystal in the center here. Boots. This thing is highly intelligent. It knows that you just heard it. I need you.
What, the crystal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I need you. Yeah, I mean, it takes over things. Like, it legit tried to take over your bodies. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
You have the bardic energy still.
That is very true. Thank you for reminding me.
What to do. It's one of the only things I'm useful for. You're welcome.
And it's a D6?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Now, do I have to decide now whether I spend that or once I find out the result?
Oh, let me find out for you.
I think I spent it prior to, but...
You're probably okay with a 16, though.
Roll the die and add the number to one ability check that it makes. It can wait until after it rolled the d20 before deciding, but must decide before whether or not it knows it's a success or failure.
I'll stick with the 16.
It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
Yeah.
Come back and see the finale on...
Surprisingly,
ESPN Ocho,
the DC is not as high as I thought it was. You get the feeling as if something is trying to wrap itself around you and lift you off the ground, but you manage to shake it off.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
If I'd realized that thing was actually a creature, I probably would have used my curse on that.
Well... I mean, your character really doesn't know that's what it is, but it is technically considered a creature.
Right. No, it's totally... He would not have known to throw it at that.
Right. Flynn.
All right. I am going to cast... I'm going to move... Why can't I grab myself? All right. I'm going to move there, and I'm going to cast Fairy Fire here. So that'll cover... Fire. Big Ankeg, 2 little dudes, and the crystal.
Okay, and what does Fairy Fire do?
It's going to make them all glow slightly green, and attackers have advantage against them, and they can't go invisible.
Oh.
And then your boy, Carboy, is going to force this one, this little dude.
Now, okay. Do they get a save or anything?
Oh, they do. Yes. Oh, it you. Is a dex saving throw for the creatures.
How quick on its feet is that crystal?
He's not lighting up the crystal, right? You're lighting up.
No, the crystal was included. Yeah.
Oh.
The DC 15 dex for the Ankhegs.
The crystal.
So all that does is just mark it, right? Nothing else?
Yep.
All right. So the Ankheg at the top, that's a natural 20.
Oof.
Kind of a waste. So I'm assuming that does not mark him.
Correct. No. He's not glowing.
Take that off then. This guy here, probably not going to make it on that one. That is only a 9.
Nope.
Okay, so the other drone over here.
You cannot move through any spaces, right?
Correct. So the shard, we will call it.
If the shard's an object, it shouldn't get a dex save.
It's technically a creature, but it can't move.
It is also lit up.
Okay. So Carboy's forcing the first one. 23, I assume, hits.
23 will definitely hit. How much damage you do?
8 damage and push him 1 square back. And that will be my turn.
Oops, wrong thing. Back this direction?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. It's very hurt.
Good.
Is that all for you, sir?
Yep.
It is now the large Ankheg's turn. So he's on his way around.
Aw, hell.
That one... will... No, you can't stand there. It's in the acid. You can stand there, though. So that one gets right up on you. So much larger than the creatures you fought before. Oop. It will attempt to bite the gnome. It rolls a 4 on the die, so probably going to miss. Yeah, that's only a 9 to hit. You're short. It's really large. You just managed to roll out of the way. We go from the Ankheg 5 to Schroeder.
All right. Gonna move here. And I'm going to grapple the one in front of me.
Okay. Strength opposed. I can't roll strength rolls for shit tonight.
Fuck, I rolled a 9. What are you at?
Oh, you didn't rage, did you?
No, I didn't.
There's I only got why. A 7, so you still got it.
Cool. I'm going to grab him.
Is that 3 and... instant damage?
Yep. And I'm going to move to here.
Body slam.
Drag him... either next to me or diagonal to me. And I will use my bonus to attack the crystal with my spiked armor. 24.
Ooh, lads.
That'll hit.
For 8 damage. Damn, I rolled a 1.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Cool.
You need to move the guy up to the right.
Sorry, what? Oh, this guy went with you. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although you might be okay. You did not rage, right?
Nope.
I need a strength saving throw.
Okay. What, Jeff? Why are you giggling?
Okay, it only works on a line, so I was just making sure I couldn't get anybody else. 26?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Cool.
What happened?
Yeah, because nothing happens on a save.
It got really f***ing windy.
Oh, okay. It was a strength save, so I knew that something was going to try and move him, and I just think it's right. Funny that every encounter so far, he's like, I'm going to grab him, and I'm going to drag him across the board. And the one time that you tried to move him, it's like, no.
Didn't work out.
I mean, I'm using my movement to my advantage. I have to drag people.
Yeah.
Josh. So these are all bugs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to cast Unearthly Chorus, which is an illusion spell and is a charm thing. So I'm not sure if it works. You can let me know if it doesn't. That's fine.
Okay.
What that lets me do is everyone within 100 feet will hear me. And it's a performance. And then after I cast this, it's a concentration spell as well. I can use my bonus action to beguile a creature.
Okay.
And I will go ahead. I'll beguile the one that's down this way. Okay. Because if anything is attacked, it automatically passes. So I'm going to use it on the big dude down there. And he has a charisma save. And my DC is 14.
I rolled a 0 because I have a negative 2.
Okay. He is my buddy for 10 minutes.
He's your buddy for 10 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. He and I are going to go out. We're going to do high fives and go hit on high school chicks and get chased away by a guidance counselor and eventually wind up at a dive bar and both bang the same 57-year-old lady who smells like an ashtray.
Sweet.
That's oddly specific.
The kind of night he's in for.
I mean, he's not lived that or anything.
Oh, no. God, I miss Red Key.
Anything else for you, sir?
Nah, that's it. I blew everything.
Cool.
Just like the 57-year-old.
Knocking him down.
Schroeder,
yeah.
Mostly you, but the rest of you obviously feel this grumbling sound as the ground below you kind of quakes a little bit. And not far from you, as it digs up from the ground, a much larger Ankeg creature exits the ground through a tunnel.
Okay.
And as it is told to do through its mind shard link, will come up on ya and try to get you off of its papa.
That's
suck it.
In fact, because it's not, yeah. So that is
this
actually,
thing's that's a creature, right? Technically.
Yeah. Technically, yeah.
Not the thing that came up, but the shard.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna need you, sir. To make a dex saving throw. I'm not sure if you have... Do you have a negative to that when you're grappling?
No.
Disadvantage to that or anything?
Nope.
Okay.
7.
Bummer. 1, 2, 3d6 of acid. Holy sh! What's your total hit points?
Way more than you're rolling.
16.
Trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Um, 16 acid damage as this thing spits at you.
Yeah.
We then go back to the top of the round, which is the drones. The one that you have grappled will attempt to bite you. That is a... Is that, it's a 19 to bite.
Okay.
Success?
Yeah.
Sorry, your AC like seems to fluctuate like between 17, 18, 19.
No, it's 17 all the time.
So it's only 2 regular damage. You're still not raging. And that is 4 acid damage melting through your arms.
Okay. Did we decide if health potions are bonuses or regulars?
It's an action to take a potion, I believe.
Okay.
Per the book. Jeff, is that correct? It's an action?
Yes.
Okay. This one will move up onto Carboy.
No!
That is a 19 to hit Carboy. He will bite. 2 regular damage.
He can't stand there. That's a, the Onkeg is a large creature.
Oh, that's true. Gonna stand in that acidulum.
Now I can't get to him. Hang on a second.
Jeff.
He can go around you there. He had plenty of movement. Sorry, I haven't rolled my acid damage yet. 3 acid damage against Carboy. So 5 damage total. This one will move a little further up and he will spit acid at the gnome. So I believe you need to make a deck save, gnome.
Okay. Go ahead and give me the damage.
Ah, oh, it's only 7 acid damage. Rolled on that one.
Only 7?
Yeah, well, I guess against the gnome that's a lot, but I rolled pretty well last time.
Yeah, you're not hitting me.
That's true.
There's a difference.
Jeff.
Boots is going to step over 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
As a bonus action, he's going to cast Hex on this Onkeg.
Okay. Well, I thought you had to Hex this one.
No, I don't have to.
He cursed it. He didn't Hex it.
Okay, is that curse stay?
Yes.
Okay. That one is now Hexed.
And as my action, I'm going to Eldritch Blast it.
Good call.
Ooh, it has no movement. Yeah.
20 to hit.
That will hit.
And it gets blown back 10 feet.
Nice.
Which is straight into the acid.
That's the idea.
What's the damage for the hit?
I'm working on it. 11 points of damage.
Okay. Go ahead and roll me 2d6. I'll let you roll the acid damage.
8 more.
It screeches. It's in pain, but is actually still standing. That was a hell of a good call, though. At the end of your turn, once again, it gets really windy. I need Gundrick once again to make a save. Strength save. It's just trying to push you away from it.
24.
You save. I mean, strength's like your main thing.
Yeah.
But he's still trying to get you out of it.
Why are you laughing so hard, Jeff?
It's just no.
So that was its legendary action. But it is now at its turn.
How many heals you got over there, Bard?
All of them.
Okay.
How many you
I
need?
I can heal too.
I'm going to make some adjustments this next turn, depending on how this goes here. Because I'm kind of getting f***ed by this big guy.
Mm.
I gotta get rid of the little one first, and then grapple the big one, because I feel like he wants the Dickens.
Oh, give him the Charles.
Oh, what?
The Charles.
Dickens. The Charles. The Charles Dickens. Oh, thank you for. I'm so happy that he got that.
Such a literary reference.
Hey. And the English teacher didn't get it.
Yeah.
Schroeder, no, no, fair, he just expected much less.
Yes. That's it.
I need a wisdom saving throw from you, Schroeder.
Okay. What's my plus to wisdom? Same as my plus to dex. Yikes, 9.
You just got like spit on by this gross thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not controlling you, this voice kind of speaks to you through this shard and says, attempt to move and I will destroy you. I don't really have an icon for this. I'm going to put the little mask guy on there. You are held. He cast whole person on you.
Mm. Okay.
Which means you are paralyzed for 1 minute. You will get a save at the end of your turn.
Well, that changes my plans.
That is the Mind Shard's turn, which is what this thing is called, by the way. Flynn.
Okay. Carboy is going to turn and force this dude, this little guy.
Okay.
18 for 11 damage, and he gets pushed into the acid.
He gets pushed into the acid.
Wait.
Also dies on the way.
Man, strip the varnish off your furniture on your own time.
I'm doing a full remodel.
Starting a side business over there? Jesus Christ.
Wait. So, it literally sounds like you hit like a trampoline in Mario.
It's like the like those samurai wooden noisemakers they put in towers so they can hear ninjas sneaking up on them.
What a reference.
So it dies on its way to the acid.
Okay. I am then going to cast catapult on the crystal. So the crystal has to make a dex saving throw, DC of 15.
What exactly is catapult?
I'm picking up a rock from nearby and I'm throwing it at it.
Oh, you're throwing a rock at the shard.
Well, yes. It's a spell.
Okay.
It magically launches it.
Yeah. Sorry, for some reason I thought you were picking up the shard to launch it, and I was like, huh?
No.
Okay, sorry, what was the save?
He just heard the
dex of 15.
Oh, that's a good question. I wonder what would happen if I forced that shard to move.
It fails. How much damage?
All right. 12 total.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I'll.
Can you rage inside of a paralyzed?
I would imagine not.
Why? Why would paralyzed stop me from getting angry? Raging inside of paralyzed?
Yes, you can still take mental actions. You just can't move.
Okay, fair enough.
That is all for me.
That is all for you. At the end of your action. Jeez, you can't even make saves, can you?
Me?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, you're paralyzed.
As long as it's not a dex save, I can make a save.
I'm pretty sure paralyzed imposes like disadvantage on...
It should.
Well, let me look it up. Hang on. Can't move or speak. The creature automatically fails strength and dexterity saving throws. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage. Any attack that hits the creature is a critical hit if the attacker is within 5 feet of the creature.
Oh, weird. It's not a dex save. I thought it would be a dex save. It's
yeah, suck it.
It's actually a con save.
So I need to make a con save?
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely rolled a previous con save wrong. Uh-oh. Whoops. 16.
You save.
My con saves were supposed to be plus 5, not plus 3.
Sorry, I forgot who just went. The Mind Shard went. Flynn went. Mind Shard used a legendary action.
I saved.
The Onkigs. It's the Onkigs' turn.
He's my friend.
Oh, I can't move him, can I? Can I move him?
But he's my friend.
So he just can't attack people, is what you're saying?
Right. He's friendly towards me.
All right. So basically, I don't have control over him.
Yeah.
I do have control over this one. This one will step out of the acid. One more space. And go for Le Gnome. It's just going to try to bite you again. It's a 16 for a bite.
Nope.
All right. He whiffs. So the other Onkeg does not go then. Cody, you are held. You can make a mental. You can make a mental action, which I guess you can rage.
Rage. Yeah. Okay.
It's another wisdom saving throw to break the spell.
So this shard, it doesn't fall into any of those.
It's a construct.
It's a construct. Okay. Cool. Never mind.
You said it's wisdom?
Yes. You are still held. So we skip over you to Josh.
Woo! So we can't tell that he's paralyzed at all?
I would think you would assume after I didn't move.
Do you? You would probably lose your grapple after that, which I didn't think about, which means this one should have taken a turn, but that's okay. We'll skip over it. Because he should have been able to bite you. But yeah, Josh, it's on you.
I'm highly observant now because of my feet. So would I be able to suss out?
You would have observed that he probably went rigid and dropped the grapple on that creature and has not moved since.
Well, I've seen him go stiff before. That's nothing.
Oh yeah. I mean, pitching a tent's one thing.
Okay. So could I surmise then he's been, paralyzed? It's up to you. If I can't, I can't.
He's clearly not moved. So, sure.
Okay. Because I can... In that case, I'm going to move here. And let me double check, see what I got to do. And if I can, and you're cool with me being able to figure it out, I'm going to cast Lester Restoration.
That would work.
Okay. And then I'll remove his paralysis with that.
Thank you, sir.
I believe that works, correct?
Yeah, Lesser Restoration can remove a condition. One of them is paralyzed.
Right, but this is under concentration. I need to
doesn't
make
matter. Still matter. Removes it.
Okay. Yes. Okay, thank you.
No.
You no longer feel held.
Cool.
I embrace him, so he still feels held.
Please hug me from behind like I'm the little spoon. Thank you.
Unfortunately for you, it is this big motherfucker's turn.
It's fine.
At least it's not going to be a crit.
Yep.
Yep.
Hold him in
hand. He will attempt to bite you. Which his plus is a little less than I expected on a bite. That's only a 15 to hit for a bite.
Nope.
Okay. He will stay where he is.
You can remove my token as well on the map.
Yep, sorry. All right, so then back to the top of the order are the drones. So this one will get its chance. He sees you as a more of a threat to the shard because you're closer to it.
Okay.
Their intent is to guard the shard.
Yep.
That is not a hit. This one at the top. Yeah, I mean, he sees you as more of a threat.
He's coming to me. Yeah, come on.
I need you both to make saving throws because this is a line of acid.
Oh, me too.
What kind of save?
Dex save.
Huzzah!
Eight.
Gundrick fails, so he will take.
We both
failed. Take all.
I got a 14.
14 saves.
Woo! Oh, nice.
So you will take half. That is 10 acid damage.
That's half?
10 is no. The total, sir. Jesus. So you take 5.
I need a heal, sir.
As it spits acid all over y'all.
Okay.
The other drone is dead. Jeff.
Let's try that again.
Same thing on the Ankeg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on. Make it a 20.
That will hit.
And push it 10 feet again.
That's 5. That's 10.
For 10 damage. Another 2d6 acid.
It dies. Oh, the damage knocks it into the acid as it burns away.
Cool. And as a bonus action, I will switch the hex to the crystal shard.
What is the hex in actuality?
Oh, hey.
What do you mean?
Is
it a spell?
It is a spell.
What kind of spell is it?
A warlock spell?
Well, the kind that does damage.
Hang on. I'm getting there.
I don't think it's any of these things that I'm looking at, so you might be fine.
What things?
It's immune to these.
Yeah, I know that constructs sometimes have weird ones. This is enchantment.
Ooh.
Does not say that it is immune to enchantments.
Okay.
So you may hex it.
Cool.
I don't have a little thing for that. So we'll just remember that it's hex, because I can't.
Yep.
It's not a creature I can actually click on, it's on the map.
Okay.
Cool. So that one's hexed. Anything else on you, sir?
Since it is hexed, we'll say it has disadvantage on
strength-based
ability checks.
Okay. It is now its turn. So I'm going to use my legendary action before I use my actual action, because it's the end of your turn.
Glenn, how often do you have to wash your pants?
What does that one do?
Never.
Just get that funk where you start to sit down and you can smell a musty old, like, peanutty smell.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Almost got the taste of old salt to it.
Yeah.
I imagine those Himalayan pink salt lamps taste like if you lick them.
Just licking a secondhand salt lamp you bought in Portland or Dunkirk.
I need a con saving throw from Jeff.
For me.
Use that bardic inspiration yet?
I just did.
Ah, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, this is a ranged spell attack. Never mind. There's a saving throw for something else after it. It's a ranged spell attack. So it will range toward you. That's probably going to be a hit. That is a modified 20 to hit you.
Yep, that'll hit.
A black beam of enervating energy springs from this thing. You, from now on, only deal half damage with all of your weapon attacks that use strength.
Good thing none of them do.
They all use charisma.
Oh, that's true. That's all right.
Crystal doesn't know that.
So that was its... Yeah, the crystal didn't know that. So that was its legendary action.
Yep.
The other action will be to... I can't get this thing off of me. I can't get you off of me is the problem. Wisdom saving throw, please. From Schroeder.
Nope, that's wrong.
But it's oh so right.
Is it wisdom?
Wisdom.
Oh, 20.
Okay. Then I guess nothing happens. Yeah, nothing happens.
Cool.
You shake it off. Start to chuckle to yourself for a minute and then shake it off.
Ha ha, bitch, you tried.
It's Flynn's turn.
Get him, Flynn.
All right, I'm going to send Carboy right up here.
Okay.
He's going to fire on the crystal.
Okay.
9 hit?
Nope.
Okay, he has...
roll with advantage.
Advantage.
This appointed his family.
15?
15 will hit.
Ooh.
13?
Do we all have advantage against the crystal now? Is that how that works?
Yeah, it's got fairy fire.
Oh, nice.
What?
Carboy rears back and explodes the fucking shard.
Are you serious?
Only 9 hit points.
What?
It's dead.
The prince that was promised.
The moment that it dies, all of the creatures around you, much like when you pulled the shards out of the boars, seem to go shake off whatever was
it worked on. So hard.
And they just instantly flee. Now you can attempt to attack or you can let them flee, but this guy will head towards his tunnel. In fact, all of these creatures will follow down that tunnel, unless you want to attack them as they roam or as they run.
This one, as it takes off, I'm going to Eldritch Blast it.
And sure.
Blow it into a wall.
It dies. It hits a wall and dies. Everything else literally is trying to leave the area.
I will blow a kiss to my friend.
He's technically still under your care. Like, I still can't move him. So
I didn't even know I could move him.
What? You tell it what to do, don't you? It's your friend.
I let him go. I let him go.
Or does he just not attack?
Well,
they all go down the tunnel. Yeah. They all leave. Right. And you are standing there above a shard. Shards of a shard.
Sharded my pants.
Let's see what the aftermath states.
I want this character to be level 10 so bad.
Without the presence of the mind shard, the meteor stops producing the crystal splinters. There is enough quality, what they're calling star metal, within the core of the meteor that would be worth about 500 gold.
Into my hole.
The Onkegs will move on and do what they wish. Standing before you, or sorry, laying before you is little bits of
poop in front of him.
Wow.
You see in the shards a piece that will be large enough, long enough, and sharp enough that you could use it as a short sword. The treasure that they state is a diamond hard piece of the shard's core that serves as a plus one short sword called Mind Splinter.
I think if that doesn't go to the warlock, it's an affront to God himself. What warlock wouldn't want to have a short sword named Mind Splinter?
Pretty metal.
Right? You give the star metal to the barbarian. We get him a jump spell so he can be a literal asteroid. We give Mind Splinter to the warlock. You just got like of dark hero.
And as we attack anything else that shows up, we go, wow.
Oh, wow.
Nothing else seems to be attacking you. It is a crystalline amber-colored short sword that radiates a silent hum into the hands of the wielder. It does require attunement, but that's okay. You have a plus one bonus to attack and damage rolls made with this weapon. You have blind sight with out to 10 feet while you hold Mind Splinter.
Wow.
Once per day, you can cast Detect Thoughts.
Oh. Walk into a nightclub. Oh my God.
What have we done?
Mind Splinter.
He walks in and goes,
glowing.
He literally walks in and goes,
wow.
Wow.
You all would leave the caverns. You see that all of the creatures that have shards still stuck in them seem to be wandering aimlessly. They're confused as to why they are where they are. They are shy. They are scared of everything and everyone around them. Life seems to move on as normal as you return to the village. Mm-hmm. And you may return to the wizard at the tower if you wish. He will make some sort of weapon or some sort of magical item for you at will. He is very happy to see his friend Iskaval. And that is partner. The end. What's that?
I said partner.
Yes. In fact, it actually does state partner inside the book. And I didn't
we're
think
all
anything
woke
of
here.
It when I read it, but it,
we're
I guess
all woke here.
Yeah. I'm woke as hell.
Is that the conclusion?
Yes, that is the conclusion of this
yes.
Volume 4
yes.
entitled
yes, Josh.
Watchers
yes.
in the Dark.
Give it to us right now.
Josh, will you carry us off with a lovely melody, sir?
Yeah, I will here. I hope we're ready to take this in. I've been slaving over it for at least 15 minutes.
I've watched you just grin at your computer screen.
"'Twas the last night of one-shots, and all through the fight, the party told dick jokes and boob puns that wasted the night. The bugs had it surrounded, this space shaft and balls. The rager knew their victory relied on cupping the thralls. The shaft went for the kitty, but missed with its tip. The gnome tabbed back from Pornhub so he wouldn't be skipped. He fixated on 5 months and no hoed the lot. His beer buddy was next and put bug 3 in its spot. The bard was the hero and did awesome things. He banged tons of ladies. He tells stories. He sings. You see, he's the reason the tale will be told. He might fib a little about Gundrick the Bold, but his party was awesome. They helped cover his butt. They didn't care he was useless as a spellcasting mutt. The warlock had damage, the gnome a beer cannon. The barbarian was beefy, the DM their companion. He loved these nerd brothers and all they pretend for the last night of one shot, but a good way to end."
Damn.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you all for listening to Arcane One Shots. I thought these were a lot of fun. This one and the one before, I am not picking up Edgar Allan Poe from these. I have no idea what these are from.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I was completely lost by these.
It must be like some short stories I've never read. I'm not sure. I don't remember any kind of mind shard in an Edgar Allan Poe story of my life. It's more sci-fi than horror, so.
Yeah.
But still a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I'm glad you guys were able to play. I'm unsure what will follow this. Hopefully Nephthalion will return. If not, then something new may arise. Thank you all for listening.
Bye.
Oh, do we level up?
Wow.
Yeah, do we level up?
Sure. I want to play this character forever.
Hey folks, thanks for listening. Watchers in the Dark, written by Kelsey Dionne. Music by Magmi Soundtracks, being used under Creative Commons License 0.0.